are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
This hour is brought to you by Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of really hard-to-find stuff. They put out new records every week, and even their bargain bin is filled with vinyl gold. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Check out Vintage Vinyl 204 on Instagram, because if you see what you like, they can ship it to you. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 270. I'm recording this on Canada Day. It'll be a few days before you hear it, but I'm just so excited about the music that I'm going to be playing that I can't wait to drop the stuff down. We got a packed show, so let's just get straight into it.
Mine. Dylan Big Mo of Dylan.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby, we've got a good thing going. He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby, we've got a good thing going. Maybe I knew him once upon a time, but that's all in the past, baby. Now, baby, make me know you're mine, oh man, oh man. No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere, no, no. I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, oh, baby, we got a good thing going. Yeah, baby, got a good thing going. Yeah, baby, got a good thing going. Yeah, baby, good thing going.
Leon Haywood at the top there with an instrumental called Cornbread and Buttermilk. From 1967, that came out on the Decca label. After that, I played Andre Williams, The Late, The Great, part one of Rib Tips, Num Num Num. That's on the Avon label. I finished that set off with Barbara Lynn from 1964. Oh Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going. And that's on the Jamie label.
Bye. Big boss man, won't you hear me when I call?
Big boss man,
yeah, big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Just tolling us all. Yeah, you got me working, boss man. Working around the farm. Want a little drink of water, but you won't give me some, big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tolling us all. Big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tolling us all. Big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Yeah, big boss man. Just tolling us all. No, oh, you ain't so big. You just tolling us all.
So I know that there are a lot of versions of Get Ready, done most famously by The Temptations, of course. This version that I played is from 1971. It's by Brenda Parker on the Rare Bird label. It's not quite Ella Fitzgerald's version, but it's pretty damn good. Followed that with The Marvelettes' You're the One on Tamla. And finally, a track that everybody loves to cover called Big Boss Man by Charlie Rich on the Groove label. Now, this was not a hit for Charlie Rich, but it was a huge hit for Elvis Presley.
It's a hard world, you're gonna break in. All the good things have been taken, but girl, there are ways to make certain. Open their eyes.
plunder money. Believe me, honey, that money, can you believe? I ain't no saint, she come play. So go now.
Clear today, I'm alive. I'm alive.
No piece of metal, y'all.
Now here's an interesting track, straight out of Argentina, only came out in Argentina, by a band called Los VIPs, and it's an English cover of It's My Life, recorded originally by The Animals. This was recorded in 1965, and The Animals version was recorded in 1964, so it was very soon afterwards that they released this, but it was only released, as I said, locally. And as seems is common in Argentina, 7-inch 33 and a third single on the Alanicki label. Followed that with a hot, solid French-Canadian track by Donald Lautrec and Les Misérables. The track is called Je ne peux plus rien lui dire. I hope I didn't butcher that. It's on the Jupiter label. And I finished with the best version of I'm Alive that I've ever heard. It was originally recorded by Tommy James and the Shondells and covered by Don Farden, which is the like mod go-to version. But this version is Johnny Thunder, who is a great soul voice. He was a member of the Drifters and of the Ink Spots. He worked with Sam Cooke, Dionne Warwick, Jerry Butler, Bobby Womack. He is the Johnny Thunder. He released that in 1968 on the Kala label. Let's flip that disc over.
I'm gonna say it again.
Blueberry raisin.
never convinced me that I'd be paid for a petite size. But something weird happens when I look into your eyes. I try to defend myself, but too late I finally see that you got the magic touch. You cast your spell over me. I said yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
So at the top of that set was the flip side of that Johnny Thunder record. Tracks called Verbal Expressions of TV. Really odd title and pretty weird lyrics too, but super soulful. And when it comes to Johnny Thunder, I could kind of listen to anything that he does. Followed that with the original version of The Magic Touch by the Bobby Fuller Four on the Mustang label. It wasn't discovered until well into the 1980s that Melba Moore had actually also recorded that song. And once that was released, I believe on the Kent label, it overshadowed the Bobby Fuller Four version. I finished that set by flipping over Aquarius, believe it or not, by the Fifth Dimension. It's a fantastic Northern Soul number called Don't You Hear Me Calling to Ya, which is on Al Wilson's Soul City label.
Shall be free.
She's working hard, baby.
Shall be free.
We're down in Alabama.
dirty gun was praying one day. Along came a bear coming down the way. A preacher told a deacon to say a prayer. He said, Lord, our prayer won't kill this bear. We got to make it, baby.
Who shall be free?
We got to run for it.
Who shall be free?
We're down at Alabama.
Who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna say that. We're down at Alabama.
Who shall be free?
We're down at Louisiana.
Who shall be free?
We're down at Alabama.
One more heartache, baby. I can't take it now.
Norma King topped everything up there for us with a track that I don't know if it's a cover or the original, called Break My Mind. It's done in a very sort of Sarah Vaughan jazz vocalist kind of way, but I've played the other version before on the shows, done by Clifford Curry on the Elf label, much more funky, soulful version, but there's something fantastic about having that totally different take on the same song. And that came out on the OB label. Shout Bamalama followed that version done by Mickey Murray on the Triple S International label, and finished that set off with Paul Butterfield, Blue Eyed Soul, tons of great mouth harp work in this one. It's a version of One More Heartache on the Elektra label.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums of dime in your prime. set. 2-bit and a 21, it's all I ever get. Go down gambling. Say it when you're running low. Go down gambling. You may never have to go, though. Down in a crap game, I've been losing at roulette. Cards are bound to break me, but I ain't busted yet. Cause I've been called a natural lover by that lady over there. Honey, I'm just a natural gambler, but I try to do my share. Go down gambling. Say it when you're running low.
It just struck me now how many covers or originals of covers that I've done in this show. Totally unintentional, but it's interesting. It's given it a bit of a theme. And Phil Flowers and the Flower Shop is jumping on that bandwagon from 1969. Their cover of Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. That one always gets the crowd going when I play it out. It's on the A&M label. Followed that with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, marking that up to CanCon, because lead singer and author of that song, David Clayton Thomas, straight out of Toronto, with a powerful, soulful voice, tracks called Go Down Gamblin' on the Columbia label. And finally, from the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, ripping it up, garage style, screaming, powerful, Don't Do It. I have that on the Canadian Apex label.
Wake up in the morning.
Leroy Hudson at the top there, the man who took Curtis Mayfield's place in The Impressions. Beautiful voice, tracks called Love, Oh Love on the Kurtom label, of course, Curtis Mayfield's label. Followed that with the flip side of that Brenda Parker record that I played earlier on in the show with a beautiful number called My Baby Loves Me, also on the Rare Bird label. I'm going to leave you off now with a record that could be considered novelty, I suppose. It's actually pretty fantastic, and I'm doing this non-apologetically because every instrument on this record is played by Lucky Peterson, who's also singing lead vocals. The odd thing about it is that Lucky Peterson is 5 years old, probably the youngest artist I've ever played on the show. It's called Good Old Candy, and it's on the Yambo label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.